is right. The young people, they don't read our newspapers, and for the most part, or they don't go to my blog. And they don't even follow me, for the most part, on Twitter and Facebook. You know, the parents do, and the teachers do, but they don't follow me. And that's something we have to kind of work at, because they have what's called, what I think are called closed-loop groups. They tend to interact amongst their friends groups, or texting within their friends. And the question, the call for us is, how do we, as people who bring the good news, and through our youth ministers and others, gain access to that so they can we can communicate with them about what we're doing. One of the things that was really cool at the end of the NCYC last year was I actually invited them at the end of Mass to turn on their phones, turn on their iPads, turn on everything, and then the theme of the NCYC, 26,000 kids in the stadium over there, was Call to Glory. So they all typed in Call to Glory, and I said, now we're all going to send it when I say three, right? We shut down every tower around here for about 5 minutes. Nothing was getting out because the whole thing was jammed at once. But that was kind of fun. But that's the kind of thing you can do, is to do wonderful things. So that's my encouragement. And I like doing it a lot, because there's a lot of good things. I also control the access site. I'm very careful about my comment boxes. I don't allow people free access to comment. They have to get approved first if they want to say something. Because when I did have free access to comm box as a bishop, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff that people say that really shouldn't be in print, you know. And my parents aren't like that at all, so I'll just leave it at that.